Hello.
Yes, this is Lakin. Did you request a call back from customer service?
Yes, I did. I was under, well, I was told I won a blender or a mixer for $2, and then they want to charge my account, and which my bank's aware of. I got this phone number from them for 59 something, 5980 something or something like that.
All right, let me get the charge put up for you. What's your zip code? All
67110.
right, what's your first and last name?
Julie Johnston.
Right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
200 East Rock Road Court.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account put up here. It looks like here I do see, did you sign up to take a survey to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry?
Yes.
And then you said that you seen your bill 5989.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so the reason why you have that billing, whenever you put your information in to try to win that mixer, it tells you it automatically enrolls you into a meal planning app subscription with Bites Hub, and it's $59.89 a month. But I'm not sure.
Oh.
Did you read that when you were signing up?
No, it just went by so fast when I was doing it. I did not read that.
Yes, ma'am. What do you mean it went by fast?
Well, I put my address in, and then I put my credit card in, and it was, I mean, the only thing I seen was I was going to get the mixer. That's all I seen. That I had won it. I did not see anything else until at the end it said it would be $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well, that information, yeah, it should have been available to you before you submitted it, not after.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right, but would you go ahead?
I just want to refuse it, and I want all my stuff deleted if possible.
No, you're fine. Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
Pardon?
Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No.
All
No.
right, give me 1 second. We'll get this canceled out for you. One second.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. One second.
Okay.
Right, would you ready to write down the cancellation number?
Pardon?
You want to write down the cancellation number?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm sorry, what?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Yes, I would. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, it's okay. Trust me, I'm used
I'm
to
just
it.
an old woman.
It's all day long. I can't hear you. I can't understand. I'm like, oh my God.
Sorry.
No, it's not you.
I have a pen now.
All right. Your number is going to be C as in Charlie,
Okay.
All right, it's going to be 920.
Okay, 920.
523.
523.
Uh-huh, 830.
830.
And you should check your email. You should have it there as well.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You are definitely welcome. Like I said, most people get confused by these advertisements, so they don't read all the information.
Yeah. I didn't have my glasses on, and I looked at the small print, and I missed it, I guess. So. But
no, you're fine.
I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Thank you.